Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a pirate radio style bass wobble for jungle and old school DNB vibes. Today we're going for that late night broadcast energy, raw, urgent, a little unruly, and locked hard to the breakbeat. This isn't just about making a big low end sound, it's about making bass that actually talks to the drums and leaves room for ragga vocal stabs, snare hits, and all those little pirate radio moments that make jungle feel alive. Set your tempo somewhere between 160 and 172 BPM. If you want a classic sweet spot, go with 168. That sits right in the pocket for old school jungle energy. Then build your project around a simple structure, maybe 8 or 16 bars of intro, 16 bars of drop, 8 bars of variation, and 8 bars to bring it out. That kind of short, DJ-friendly phrasing is very much part of the language here. Start with three main elements, drums or breaks, bass and ragga FX or vocal chops. For the drums, use an amen style break or build something similar from chopped hits. Don't over-quantize it. A bit of swing, a bit of human feel, actually helps the bass feel more authentic later on. Jungle thrives on that loose but intentional movement. Now let's build the bass instrument. Create a new MIDI track and load an instrument rack. Inside that rack, make two chains. One chain will be your clean sub, and the other will be your moving mid-range wobble layer. Keeping those separate is huge in DNB, because it lets you control the weight and the attitude independently. For the sub-chain, load operator and use a sine wave on oscillator A. Keep it simple, low, clean, and mono. You want this chain to feel like the foundation of the whole track. If you want a tiny bit of click at the front of the note, you can experiment with a very short pitch envelope, but keep it subtle. The sub should support, not draw attention to itself. For the mid-wobble chain, load something like wavetable or analog. A saw or square saw blend works well. You don't need a super complex patch here. In fact, for old school jungle vibes, simpler often sounds more authentic. Let the movement come from filter motion and modulation, rather than from a bunch of fancy wavetable shapes. Add a low pass filter and, if you want, place auto filter after it for extra movement. A good starting point for the wobble layer is to set the auto filter cutoff somewhere around 120 to 300 Hz, with a bit of resonance, maybe 10 to 25%. Then use an LFO rate around 1/8 or 1/16. Try a triangle shape if you want a smoother wobble, or a sharper shape if you want it to feel more aggressive and gated. The key is to make the bass move in a way that feels musical, not random. Now write a bass rhythm that answers the break instead of fighting it. Open a 4-bar MIDI clip and start simple. Think in phrases, not loops. That's a big one. Jungle bass becomes much stronger when every couple of bars has a clear question and answer shape. For example, put a long note on beat 1 in bar 1, then answer it with a short note on the offbeat. In bar 2, leave some space, then hit a syncopated wobble later in the bar. In bar 3, repeat the idea but shift one note so it feels like it's evolving. In bar 4, add a little pickup into the loop restart. Use long notes for the sub, maybe half notes, whole bars, or dotted quarter notes. On the wobble layer, try shorter values like eighths and quarters, with an occasional 16th accent. Keep the harmony limited and moody. Minor keys are your friend here. F minor, G minor, A minor, D minor, all great choices. If you want that darker pirate vibe, stay mostly on the root. Minor 3rd, 4th, 5th, and flat 7th. That gives you tension, without making the line too melodic or too busy. As you program the notes, remember that DNB bass usually works best when it feels like part of the drum phrase. It should lock with a break, not sit on top of it. Leave holes for the snare ghosts, the kick transients, and the vocal chops. That space is where the groove lives. Next, bring the bass to life with movement. Use clip automation and, if it fits your workflow, expressive editing to keep it from sounding too mechanical. Automate the auto filter cutoff, resonance, and maybe one macro that controls wavetable position or filter drive. On the first hit of a phrase, keep the sound more closed, maybe around 150 to 250 Hz. On the answer note, open it up more, maybe somewhere in the 500 Hz to 1.2 kHz range. A little more resonance before a transition can create a really nice vocal-like sweep. That vocal-like movement is a big part of the pirate radio feeling. You want the bass to sound like it's speaking in short bursts. One phrase can be muted and moody, the next more open and aggressive, and then maybe the third phrase with a quick filter rise or scoop into a drum fill. That call and response energy sits beautifully under ragga samples and MC phrases. Now let's add grit and harmonics. The classic setup is clean sub plus dirtier mid-range. On the mid layer, Try saturator with around 2 to 8 dB of drive and soft clip turned on. You can also use drum bus with a little drive if you want more bite. But be careful not to overdo the boom on bass. Overdrive can work well too, especially if you focus it around the 200 to 600 Hz area. If you want a rougher jungle texture, add redux very lightly. Just a touch of bit reduction or downsampling can help the bass translate on smaller systems and on that gritty pirate radio speaker vibe. But don't make it fizzy. For the sub chain, stay disciplined. Maybe a gentle EQ8 if needed, but avoid heavy distortion. The sub should stay stable and simple. The attitude belongs in the mid layer. Then shape the low end with good EQ and mono control. Put EQ8 on the bass group, if needed, and clean up any rumble below about 25 to 35 Hz. Watch for buildup around 180 to 300 Hz, and if the sound gets nasal, gently tame the 600 to 900 Hz area. If it gets harsh, look in the 2 to 4 kHz range. On the sub chain, use utility and set width to 0% so the low end stays mono. That part is really important. In club music, and especially in DNB, the kick and sub need to behave like one system. If the low end is too wide, the drop gets blurry and the drums lose their impact. Now go back to the relationship between the bass and the break. This is where the groove really comes together. Use groove pool if you want a subtle swing feel, but keep it controlled. Add some velocity variation so not every note hits the same way. Maybe accent the first note in a phrase, then lower the second one a bit. You can also nudge some notes slightly behind the grid for weight. Let the bass hit just after the snare in certain places to create push. Leave tiny gaps around kick transient so the low end doesn't smear. If needed, sidechain the bass gently to the kick with compressor. Keep it subtle. A ratio between 2:1 and 4:1, a quick attack, and a medium release can help the kick speak without making the whole track pump like modern EDM. In jungle, too much sidechain can flatten the natural movement of the break. You want separation, not over-the-top breathing. Once the loop works, turn it into a proper pirate radio arrangement. A good approach is 8 bars of intro, 16 bars of drop, 8 bars of variation, and 8 bars to outro. In the intro, tease the bass with filters, vocals, and atmosphere. Then on the drop, let the full wobble hit. Later, introduce a variation, maybe a new ending note, an octave jump, or a slightly different rhythm. One classic move is to mute the bass for the last beat, before the drop, and then hit with a vocal stab or a quick fill. That sudden stop and restart is a very old school, very rewind-friendly kind of energy. You can also resample the bass for more character. Record the bass output to audio, then chop it into little rhythmic pieces. Reverse a small bass tail into a fill. Warp one phrase a little bit if you want a more broken, human feel. You can even layer a resampled hit under the original for extra impact. If you want to turn a favorite resampled stab into a playable instrument, use simpler in slice or classic mode. Keep the decay short, and shape it with a mild low pass. That's especially useful in ragga DNB, where short bass punctuation can almost feel like a response to the vocal. A few extra teacher tips here. Think in phrases, not loops. Leave air for the break. Use octave placement as a hook, because one note jumping up an octave can make the whole line feel like it lifts off the speakers. Check your bass at low volume too. If the groove is still clear when the speakers are turned down, you're doing it right. And keep the sub boring on purpose. The more animated the top layer gets, the more disciplined the sub should be. If you want to push it further, there are a few advanced variations worth trying. You can build a two-rate wobble phrase, where the first half of the loop modulates more slowly and the second half speeds up. That creates a natural lift into the turnaround. You can also use note-length contrast by playing the same pitch twice, with one long filtered note followed by a much shorter one. That tiny difference makes the bass feel more like a rhythm section than a synth line. Another classic trick is a short pickup note right before the bar resets. Use it sparingly, because one well-placed pickup can add a lot of urgency. And don't forget call and response by register. Put the first part of the phrase low, then answer with a note an octave up. That's a great way to give the line personality without overcrowding it. If your bass feels too clean, try a little extra growl edge. A chain of auto filter, saturator, frequency shifter, and EQ8 on the mid layer can add that unstable, pirate broadcast texture without taking you into full-on sci-fi territory. Keep the frequency shifting subtle. You just want a little nervous energy. You can also map filter cutoff, resonance, drive, and wave eatable position to a macro in the rack, then automate that macro over 4 or 8 bars. That makes the bass feel more performative and easier to shape musically. For arrangement, remember that subtraction often hits harder than addition. start the intro with just fragments of the bass movement, like one filtered hit and a short reverse tail. Then let the full bass arrive on the drop so it feels bigger. As the drop progresses, build in stages. First 8 bars simple, next 8 bars add a higher response note or extra syncopation, and in the final section bring in a switch up, maybe a half bar rest or an octave jump. Those little DJ moments are important in old school jungle. 1 bar bass mute, a chant, a snare fill, a quick filter sweep down. Those are the moments that make a track feel playable in a set.